With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Monday is the deadline to turn in nomination packets to run for Basalt Town Council and Carbondale's Board of Trustees in the April 7th election. As of yesterday, Carbondale City Clerk Kathy Derby said the three candidates who are up for re-election picked up packets, as well as two new candidates. So far, only Trustee Marty Silverstein dropped off his paperwork. Three seats on the Basalt Town Council and the mayor seat is open. Basalt Town Clerk Pam Schilling said as of yesterday morning, three packets were picked up for mayor and only former town manager Bill Kane turned in his. Six packets were picked up for the three council seats, including Jennifer Riffle and Katie Schwarer, who are both running for re-election and the only two to return packets. Nomination forms must be turned in by 5 p.m. Monday. Last year, over 100,000 people came to Buttermilk to watch the X Games. The event returns to Aspen this weekend, and that means a boost for businesses throughout the valley. Jeremy Gilley is the director of sales at the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood Springs. He says they're completely booked on Friday and Saturday, with reservations up almost 75% from an average January weekend.
My 10 years here in Glenwood Springs, we've seen that number increase definitely in the last 4 or 5 years. I'm guessing it's from just attendance boost there and not having enough rooms in Aspen.
The Glenwood Springs Chamber says restaurants and other attractions also feel that boost. Governor Jared Polis is picking a fight with hospitals over the rising cost of health care in Colorado. Scott Franz has more from the state capitol.
Polis accused hospitals of using their profits to attack policies that would cut healthcare costs, including a new public insurance option. His administration released a report this week showing hospital profits have gone up 280% in recent years. The report also claims hospital operating expenses in Colorado are much higher than national averages. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says hospitals should be held accountable.
We have not used the word greed. I think what we're trying to show is some business decisions that have been made by the hospitals that really haven't made a difference for people, the consumers who really need it.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Hospital Association has criticized some of Polis's healthcare agenda. They say his public insurance option proposal could destabilize the market. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.